Raghunath's parents, they were so much in anxiety because Raghunath was showing no interest in anything material. And he kept trying to run away. His mother told his father that maybe we should tie him with chains to keep him home. He said, we have already chained him with a beautiful wife who has a face like an angel. We have already chained him with opulence and fortune and wealth and estate equal to Indra, the king of heaven. If these things cannot chain him down to this earth, what are some steel little chains going to do to help? Our son has somehow or other been captivated by the mercy of Lord Gaurachandra. And therefore, for such a madman who receives the mercy of Mahaprabhu, no material power can keep him in this world. So Raghunath would not even sleep in his house anymore. He would sleep in a courtyard where they would worship Durga Devi, the Durga Mandap, which is traditional in Bengal. One night, late at night, Yadunandanacharya, the family guru, he came to Raghunath because the priest of his temple had left his duties. And he knew that Raghunath was very expert at convincing anybody of anything. So he asked Raghunath, can you come and try to preach to my priest? And asked him to resume his duties. Raghunath said yes. So the guards, they did not mind. He went with his guru. And Raghunath said to Yadunandanacharya that it's late at night, you should take rest. I will preach. After Yadunandana left to take rest, Raghunath ran into the jungle. And he knew that if he went the direct way to Jagannath Puri, he would be apprehended by the guards the next morning. So he went an opposite direction. Instead of going south, he went west and then south. And instead of going down the main road, he went no road, simply through the jungles. And he walked and he walked and he walked. I believe 12 days he walked. And of these 12 days, he only got a little milk or a little bit of food on 3 of the days. And finally, he arrived here in Sri Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham. And he went to the Gambira, the residence of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu saw him, he picked up Raghunath, who was laying on the floor in obeisance, and he embraced him. And he said, Raghunath, by Krishna's grace, you have been relieved from the entanglement of materialistic life. He said, materialistic family life is like a ditch that people go to pass stool. And people too much attached to materialistic family life are the worms living in the stool. Very straightforward philosophy that Mahaprabhu taught. And he said, only by Krishna's grace can one be relieved of this situation. And Raghunath said, I do not know who is Krishna. I only know that you, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, have saved me from materialistic life. Now I am begging to be the servant of your servant. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put him under the charge of his own personal servant. He took Raghunath's hand and he took Swarup Damodar's hand and they placed them together. And he said, Swarup Damodar Goswamiji, I am entrusting Raghunath to you. So Raghunath Das, at the beginning, he was begging at the Singhadwaram gate where we had just been. He would just sit as a beggar, and pujaris would sometimes come out and give some prasad. And that's how he was maintaining himself. Later on, actually at the beginning, his parents, knowing that there was no way that they can get him home, they sent servants and lots of money for Raghunath. And Raghunath would live a simple life, but once every month, he would invite Lord Chaitanya and his associates to a big feast that he would use all that money for. But then after some time, he stopped. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar, why? Govinda, he asked, why? So now he is sitting at the Singhadwaram gate begging. After some time, Mahaprabhu didn't see him at Singhadwaram begging. He said, where is Raghunath? He says he didn't like to be begging at the Singhadwaram gate because he was thinking, Mahaprabhu was very happy. He said, when you beg like this, when somebody comes out, you start evaluating him. What will he give me today? What did he give me yesterday? This person has much. He should give me something. In this way, you start calculating people by your own desires. So he was simply begging in the charitable booths. Later on, he stopped even doing that. And Mahaprabhu asked, how is Raghunath Das eating? So Mahaprabhu was told that, you know how Raghunath is maintaining his life now? Near the Singhadwaram gate is a place where the rotten prasad of Jagannath is thrown. You see, after the prasad comes off the altar of Jagannath, the priests take it, and the priests give it to the various booths where they sell the prasad, and sometimes that prasad which isn't sold is given to the charitable booths, which is given for free, and sometimes the prasad that is not sold or given, it starts getting rotten and spoiled, so they don't want to give it to anyone, so they throw it in this pile and let the cows eat it. You can see how nicely the cows are feasting on this prasad that they are throwing. This is the prasad that's going rotten. It's not fit for human consumption by materialistic standards. After the cows take to their full satisfaction, at the night, what the cows consider not even suitable to them, that they spit out of their mouths, Raghunath takes that rice and he washes it carefully. And that is how he maintains himself. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Ki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard, forcibly with his long, beautiful arms, he took the prasad from Raghunath, and he put a morsel in his mouth. And as he was about to take a second morsel, Swarup Damodar Goswami stopped him. He said, "My lord, please, you have had enough." And Mahaprabhu said, "That I have tasted so many wonderful sweet preparations, so many wonderful vegetable preparations, so many wonderful of all varieties of Mahaprasad from Jagannath and from so many various temples, but I have never tasted such nectarine food as what Raghunath is eating." Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was tasting the tapasya, the vairagya, the renunciation of Raghunath. And in this regard, Srila Kaviraj Goswami explains, Mahaprabhu bhakta ganer vairagya pradhan, yaha deki prita hoy gaur bhagavan. That renunciation is the basic principle which sustains the lives of the devotees of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And seeing his devotees accepting such renunciation brings great pleasure to the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please, in a very realistic way, imagine yourself, after the cows finish eating whatever they can eat throughout the day, taking whatever they spit out from this pile right here, and making that your only food you eat, not out of necessity. He gave up immense fortune, wealth, and luxurious delicacies for this. Anyone who tries to imitate Raghunath Das Goswami will die. But we can all follow in his footsteps. Whether we are brahmacharis, sannyasis, or grihastas, or vanaprastas, we should accept the spirit of his renunciation and strive to live a simple life in loving devotion to the Supreme Lord and his devotees. So everyone can, if you like, you can honor some of the prasad here, or if you like, you can bow down to this holy spot of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's Mahaprasad.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.